Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. So it's been raining fairly constantly overnight, but the wind hasn't been that much of a challenge. But first, let's talk about the rain. So have you got any figures?
Sure have, yeah. So the highest fall so far, 141 millimetres, has fallen at Great Lake. And then we've got a few hydrological stations, Lake Mackenzie and Fisher River, all along the western tiers, have reported 103 millimetres and 96 millimetres at Fisher River. Sheffield, 92 millimetres, and a few more lakes in the northwest. We've got reports for 60 to 75. Mount Barrow over in the northeast has reported 56 millimetres. So they're the highest. Just having a look for Devonport, 22 millimetres so far. It certainly has been windy in places, though, too. We've had in excess of 100 kilometres per hour at Mount Reid over in the northwest, expected elevated area, and in the northeasterly stream, quite strong. And also Tasman Island down the southeast has reached 106 kilometres per hour about an hour ago. Flinders Island, 93, Denali around 74. So some pretty strong winds happening. They will ease off a little bit during today, but they'll come back with a vengeance this afternoon and this evening, where the strongest winds will happen across the north and the east.
So how strong do you reckon this afternoon?
We're likely to see in excess of 100 kilometres per hour in several places, particularly elevated areas, but along the north and the east coast, where that northeasterly stream is directly, you know, onshore. So we do have a severe weather warning out that incorporates most of the north for those damaging winds, and through the east coast and down the southeast coast. There's also a damaging surf warning as those swells pick up during this afternoon to 3 to 5 metres on the east coast, and the winds, those northeasterly. So the averaging winds will be probably around that 30 to 35 knots in places, and gusts to 100 kilometres per hour or higher.
Yeah, and I see on your forecast this morning, inland places around like Sheffield maybe getting in excess of 200 mils?
Yeah, well, that's probably more likely around the Great Lakes. Sheffield, I wouldn't put it out of the question. There's a consistent, you know, consistent, slow and steady rainfall for the rest of today, and it will ease overnight. So, yeah, yeah. Certainly, you know, Sheffield's already got around the 90 millimetre mark, so it's quite likely to get up there, particularly Great Lakes and any elevated areas through the western tiers, and also parts of the northeast elevated areas. So the good news is, I guess, that we'll see an easing overnight. In the early hours of the morning, around 2 a.m, that'll be, you know, sort of all over Red Rover in terms of the highest rainfall, and the winds will start to back off also as a cold front comes through and we see a westerly change. So the worst of it will be, you know, for the rest of today and just the early hours of tomorrow morning. But then we have the flow-on effect with the riverine rises, which everyone has to be very cautious of.
Yeah, so there's flood warnings out for the 4th and also the Mersey.
We have initial flood warning out for the 4th, the South Esk and Macquarie River, and moderate flood warnings out for the Mersey, Meander and North Esk at this stage. So keep an eye on those if you are affected by any of the riverine rises.
Thank you very much, Deb. Appreciate it. I know you've got a really busy day there.
That's all right. No worries. Thanks.